How do we go about designing a sustainable future? It's a shared goal of any number of disciplines, but those goals have to be translated into practical solutions. And that's where events like the Building Voices Design Competition come in. The competition asks participants to concentrate on housing for all, food autonomy, resource independence, community-centered mobility, healthy citizens. Results will be announced on Earth Day, and Kathy Ho-Shar, director of the University of Hawaii's Community Design Center, is on hand to tell us more. Thanks for coming in, Kathy.
Thanks for having me.
You might think of a design competition was about pretty design. This is a lot more to do with practical design, isn't it?
Right. It's really about problems that Hawaii is facing, and generating a set of visuals and prototypes that we can see here in Hawaii.
What kind of problems?
What kind of problems? Well, we establish a set of problems by listening to the community, our students, our faculty, the professionals, and the community at large. And the problems that they came up with were things like traffic, affordable housing, homelessness, the idea that we have a lot of coastlines and we have sea level rise, we have climate change. So we gathered all of those problems and initiated a competition to our local designers and global designers, asking them to offer a set of solutions.
Just taking the city of Honolulu as an example, a lot of the city came about before things like coastal tsunami inundation zones, for example, were considered, right?
Right.
There's a lot of the city that's within an inundation zone.
Right. We have a lot of important investments in our low-lying areas. One of the things that we are incorporating into the symposium on April 22nd at the state capitol is a workshop explicitly looking at Waikiki as an area that's highly vulnerable to sea level rise.
Mm-hmm. And obviously we've invested a great deal of not just money but human capital in areas that are extremely vulnerable. But how do you turn back something like that? You know, how do you move away from something where we've made that much of a commitment of resources?
Right. Well, those are really good questions, and I don't think we have solutions to them. But what we're trying to do is to gather together the people who will be the creative problem solvers, the doers, the designers, who will in the next, 5 to 10 years, initiate some of the steps to see where we go.
Do you think there's greater or hope for greater communication between designers and implementers, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that's what the School of Architecture is trying to promote through the symposium and competition, is to bring the design community explicitly to the center of our state government and to engage not just the design community, but the engineers, the contractors, the developers, the policy leaders, the policy writers, the legislators, all of those people who will together generate an agenda or a course of action to address some of these problems.
Because when you look at some of the problems and sort of find yourself wondering how they came about, it does seem that some of them at least were exacerbated by a lack of communication between design and policy implementation. Do you agree?
Right. I think everyone was operating in their silos.
Yeah.
And this is an attempt to break those down.
Well, silos are sort of one of the flaws of our society, right? We do tend to stick with our own and within our own discipline, and maybe we've sort of lost some of our skills about communicating cross disciplines. Do you think that's a trend that's changing a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think if you take a look at pedagogically what's being taught at the university and how people work in the profession, it's much more about orchestration, about working in groups, about collaborating, about integration of different disciplines. So I absolutely think that that's where everyone as a whole is moving.
And it sort of has to move pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does. It does. We seem to be at a critical point where we need to work with each other in order to address, it just seems paramount now, right? All of these issues are at a critical point.
Yeah. Do you think there's sufficient, widespread awareness of that on the policymaking side among elected officials, for example?
I can't speak on their behalf.
Yeah.
I would think that that's on the agenda. But I think maybe there are just not enough opportunities or platforms or methodologies to integrate all of these different people. Maybe the infrastructure is not there yet for the design community or designers to communicate with the policymakers or the legislators. The opportunity exists, but maybe there's not a clear sense of how we would do that.
Yeah.
Maybe that will come up on Saturday.
Well, you also cite affordable housing as one of the issues, and of course that's been something that's it almost seems as if efforts in that regard have stalled for a number of reasons. But that's a huge design challenge aside from anything else, isn't it?
Right, right. And it's, I think one of the panels that we have that addresses affordable housing is to break it open that it's something that affects all of us. It's not a small constituent, the cost of living affordable housing on one extreme, has resulted in some part with our homelessness. And to the broader audience, everyone's dealing with the cost of living.
That it isn't simply the a low income issue.
Right, right. And we have Jesse Wu coming in from HUD to talk about the demographics and statistics that shows that people with degrees, with children, four person families, would fall under the affordable housing category.
Of course, we have, specific challenges in a state that's composed of different islands.
Mm-hmm.
And also where we just, particularly on Oahu, there's a sense that we're just kind of running out of room. So I guess it becomes an issue of how to make maximum use of the limited space available, yeah?
Right. So there, I think there has been a lot of progress on the end. In the last year, the city revised ordinances to allow people to build these accessory dwelling units. I think now people are running into issues with sewer infrastructure, so we will be talking about that at the symposium. There's also the issue of how do we build density in a way that still maintains a pedestrian-friendly, a person at the scale at which people still feel that Hawaii is still a comfortable place to be.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of, I think, maybe anxiety over how that looks, what that placemaking exercise will feel like to people who are accustomed to a certain feeling here.
And yet it as we said earlier, that it isn't so much an aesthetic challenge as it is a pragmatic one.
Right. That in this, in developing our urban areas or developing our non-urban areas, that it's not aesthetic. There's a lot that has to deal with energy, resources, infrastructure, placemaking, planning and policy. Right. As far as the design community, we're not just looking at it as an aesthetic exercise.
Well, there's clearly a lot to be taken into account. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Kathy Ho-Shar is an adjunct assistant professor and director of the University of Hawaii Community Design Center. The results of the Building Voices Design Competition will be announced at the Hawaii State Capitol on Earth Day, April 22nd.